This weekend is Saturday the 21st and Sunday the 22nd of December, beginning the fourth week of Advent. Noreen Nerean sings the Magnificat, the Song of Mary. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed. As I listen, can I sense the Lord looking on me in my lowliness? And can I rejoice in him and in all that he does for me? We have encountered over the past week a number of themes that seem to draw us closer to the meaning of the mystery of the Incarnation, which we're going to celebrate soon. What has come out clearly is that this mystery is not just the Christmas event that will take place on Wednesday. It is something to be celebrated in our day-to-day life. God comes to dwell among us every time, and we have only to open our hearts in trust to welcome that precious presence. Sometimes we doubt. Sometimes we close our hearts completely to ourselves. Sometimes we fail to maintain justice and do what is right, and sometimes we don't even know what to do. And as a result, we miss a moment of grace. In today's reading from the Gospel of Matthew, Mary and Joseph give us an example of what we ought to do in order to experience Emmanuel, God with us.
Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel," which means, "God is with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife.
Mary is found to be with child because she had accepted the words of the angel Gabriel. Joseph, her husband, is perturbed and plans to dismiss her quietly. How do you react when perturbing news is given to you? What if this news is actually from God? As you hear this reading again, notice how attentive Joseph is to signs of God in him and around him. He pays attention even to his dream. He does not want to miss a moment of grace.
Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife.
Joseph wakes up from his sleep and, convinced that God has spoken to him, abandons his earlier resolve and does exactly what the angel of the Lord commands. Can you learn from this the importance of trusting in the Lord's will for you and take that brave risk of carrying it out? Joseph was concerned about the public disgrace. Sometimes accepting God to dwell among us may result in public disgrace. How do you want to accept God in your life this Christmas? Talk to God now about your feelings. Ask for whatever you need to be like Joseph in moments of great doubt or fear.
O wisdom,
Lord and ruler,
root of Jesse,
key of David,
rising sun,
king of the nations,
Emmanuel,
come, Lord Jesus.